Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about never, ever have I ever.
Yeah.
Is there something that you've never done that basically the rest of humanity has? Mm-hmm. And it like... not everything fits. Like, you could say, I've never skied, right? Well, not everybody has. But if you're from Colorado and you've never skied, you're kind of like, there's something wrong with you.
Mm. You got to try it at least once.
You do. And so I've already taken that off the table. That's the reason I say that one. Because we don't need any more of those. Yeah. But it's like, there are people. You haven't skied, have you?
Not here. I have.
But you have skied?
I've skied in my life. Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. We used to like go as a class in high school.
In Iowa?
Illinois. We'd cross the river.
I was going to say, what mountains are in Iowa?
Are there mountains in Illinois?
No, it was like a fake ski place. Like they man-made mountain kind of thing.
Like a trash hill?
That's a real thing. Yeah. There's one in Minnesota.
A trash hill?
Yeah.
We left one trash hill to go to the skiing trash hill. No, I don't know. It's just one of those. So not like real skiing here. Here is definitely, I'm sure, way more majestic, way more... beautiful,
yes.
All that.
Way more real.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Less trash.
Yeah. So I did work my way up to Black Diamond pretty quick. So that's.
I doubt very seriously there's anything.
Is
that
there
resembles?
Like putt-putt version of skiing?
No.
It was like that.
No. The reason we're talking about it, Eli Manning, if you know him, everybody knows him, right?
Yeah, of course.
You don't have to be a fan of football to mm-hmm. know who. I mean, he's in commercials with his brother. He's in commercials by himself. He's mm-hmm. a big boy. He played football in New York for decades, I believe. Decade at least.
Mm. A lot, yeah.
The other day, he shot a video. I don't know if he went live on Facebook or on Instagram or whatever. He rode the subway for the first time.
That is insane.
Now, I'm not saying, like, oh, guys, don't be stupid. He's a super wealthy quarterback in the NFL. Right. The wealthiest stockbrokers on the planet, Keanu Reeves, like... when you're in New York,
you take the subway.
Am I crazy?
No, I think that's just part of it. Yeah, he played 16 seasons for the New York Giants.
Yes!
You'd think at some point they would go, hey, we're meeting downtown. Just take the subway.
To the Trade Center.
Like, right. How did that never...
inside the Trade Center, like underneath it. Like,
yeah, he never did it.
He never... So
he just always had a driver or something.
Or, I did... you can, if you're in the right spot, you can walk to everything.
Yeah.
Like, I remember getting in a cab in New York, and we were parked for so long it wasn't moving, and I'm watching people, and we were just going to, like, the USS Intrepid. I'm like, is it, like, three blocks up there? I'm like, yeah. So we just got out and blew doors on the cab. But, like, he'd never been in a...
That's crazy. You got to embrace the city you're in a little more than that.
For sure.
Like, okay, here's one. Has everybody here broken a bone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just one. My clavicle. The
really?
Lamest one to break.
That's not lame, because that's hard to heal, because I can't cast it.
Yeah, you just put a sling on. It looks a little like a bra. So it was the first day of summer, sixth grade.
Oh, that's so sad.
Not great.
Oh, did you really? You ruined a whole summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I remember going to the pool with my family, my mom being like, you can take your shirt off. It's okay. And I'm like, I'm wearing a bra. I'm not taking it off.
It really is a thing that goes across.
It like kind of looks like backpack straps. Cause it like
or like one of the posture
things.
It
pulls you back.
Kind of, a little bit, yeah. But it's just like, and it always smelled real bad.
All right.
Unrelated.
I'm going to need to see a puppy get hurt to get that visual out of my head. If there's something that everyone on the planet has done, but you've just somehow missed it, we call it Never Ever Have I Ever. 303-222-5423. That should be programmed into your phone, because that's how you call us. That's how you text us. Mm-hmm. That's how you find us. 303-222-5423.
I'm trying to think of things that I haven't done. I feel like I've done quite a lot. Climbed 14ers.
You've never like gone on a date without sleeping with them.
False. I did that last night. Check. No, but like skydiving, loved that. Want to go again.
But see, I don't think skydiving is one that everybody's done. Like mm-hmm. that's an impressive thing.
I understand.
I'm thinking of things like for the longest time, you know.
I mean, you have my movie list is pretty bad.
Your movie list is ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I discovered one today, actually, because it's trash day at our house. Mm-hmm. And so I was like taking everything out last minute, all like the plastic stuff too, to recycle. And I asked my wife, I said, what about those things on the counter in that plastic thing? She said, the kiwis? I'm like, yeah, whatever those are. Like, are we taking that plastic thing out or do they need to stay in there? And she's like, the kiwis? I'm like, yeah, I've never had a kiwi.
What are you talking about?
I've never had one.
You thought the outside of the kiwi?
No, I just didn't. I'm like, what? I didn't know what they were.
They're in a strawberry container, like yeah. A square.
They're in a plastic thing, yeah. And I didn't know what they were to even say, what about
the
kiwis?
Did you think they were strange little hairy?
I don't know, potatoes
you've
maybe?
You've never had a kiwi?
No.
I don't know how you're alive.
What?
Like, you don't eat?
I've never had one.
I know we could go to the produce section and spend a whole show walking around going, you ever had that?
Yeah. You'd have to tell me what they are for me to know if I'll try one.
They're delicious.
I don't like the skin, but I
used to eat the skin, but I don't anymore.
They look a little.
They're so refreshing. They don't taste like much.
Yeah, when they've got the little hair on them and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You can take it off. You can peel it.
I want to talk to somebody who's never had a smartphone because I think they're out there.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to get all the calls turned into that, but it's mm-hmm. like, how would you live today?
Start dialing now, I guess.
Right. We're getting a series of dots and dashes on our text line.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. You hear about celebrities doing it, but they can get away with it because they're a celebrity. They have other people handling their stuff.
Yeah.
But just a day-to-day person.
I feel like we could spend a whole show on the food items you've never had.
Yeah.
Because I bet there's like restaurants you've never eaten at, like fancy restaurants. You've probably never eaten at a bunch of them.
Sure, yeah. I've never had to tuck my shirt in at a restaurant. You know?
Have you ever tucked your shirt in, period? Yes. Can you tuck your
I can, but I can't lift my arms.
Oh, my God.
All right, we call it Never Ever Have I Ever. 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Never, ever, ever have I ever, ever, what? Ever, ever, ever have I ever.
Ever, ever.
Never had a balanced diet.
Oh, bud.
Oh, my God, Tiak, where were you? Addie?
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Never, ever have you ever. What have you never done?
I have lived in Colorado my whole life, and I've never skied.
I knew we were going to get one of you. What's wrong with you? Do your parents hate you? What, nobody ever took you?
Hold on. I didn't go until I was like 15.
Yeah, I didn't either. Like, my parents did hate me. They never took me. It was my brother.
I only had a single parent. Sorry. We couldn't afford it.
Okay, well, my brother took me.
Oh.
My oldest brother was like, you want to go skiing? I was like, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
He didn't try to throw you off the mountain, right?
He did a little bit. It was sort of an inheritance thing. So do you want to, or are you happy to be a person who doesn't do it?
Yes, I want to ski.
All right, well, Erin's got a bunch of ski passes and stuff. She's going to take you up.
French fry pizza.
I board, for the record.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Addie, you got to get it done at some point. Erin's not actually going to take you, though.
We can go together. We can meet on the slopes.
Mindy?
Yay.
Never, ever have I ever. What have you never done?
Smoked weed or a cigarette.
Me neither. And I never would.
I've never smoked a cigarette. I can't.
I've smoked at prime time, but that doesn't count.
That absolutely counts.
Mm.
If you smoked, you smoked.
Okay.
Yep. But I don't think that's a now. Like, I was thinking about that the other day. Like, who smokes?
No, it's all vapes and the...
It was not even 10 years ago where it wasn't like you go to a concert and there's like a group of people all kind of huddled together.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No, you just hit the...
Yeah. Hit the vape. Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, no, that's a good thing. I think you're living life correctly, Mindy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Everyone else in the room has smoked weed though, right? Except me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't mean today, Erin.
Oh. Oops.
Michelle?
Hey, hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
Never, ever have I ever. What have you never done?
I have two. Do you want both of them? They're really quick.
Yeah, go.
Sure.
Okay.
I've never had a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
What?
Do you have an allergy?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
It's just what? It's disgusting.
Ma'am.
I had one today.
What?
I had an Uncrustable on my way to work today.
They are. It is a little. It's got to be on toast. That's the only way I'll
eat it. The Uncrustable is so good, dude. I even eat it frozen.
It's just so.
So it's like the peanut butter is like crunchy.
Interesting.
Oh, it's so good. And what's your other one?
My other one. So when I owned a Jeep Wrangler with a nice hardtop, I had it for several years. And I never, this is pathetic, I never, ever, not one time, took the top off.
That's like the whole point of it.
That is the whole point. Why would you buy a Jeep? Just buy it. Then buy a car. Buy a... Yeah.
I know. And I very much regret not ever taking it off.
That's
but
the saddest
you know
thing
what?
I've ever heard.
It does seem like a chore. Like a lot of work.
No, but they have like a thing. Like my buddy Josh has, like he has, it's a thing. It's like, like a
yeah, he's also like extremely wealthy.
Yeah. No, I'm operating heavy machinery.
No, but it's just like
peasants have to bind together.
But here's the point. Why'd you get a Jeep? It's like getting a convertible and
no,
I don't even ever do the like
it's true, yeah.
Just get a Bronco or get a even Broncos tops come off, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No. That's very sad. I want you to have both things. We're gonna eat PB&Js in a Jeep. Trisha?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, never, ever have you ever. Yay. What have you never done?
Yeah. I've
I've lived in New Orleans most of my life and never been on a trolley, which is one of those things that all the tourists do.
Yeah, but those are super fun.
I would think so, but I don't know. For some reason.
Well, why were you afraid of it?
I wasn't afraid of it. It just wasn't something that I felt was necessary, but still, it was always something that anyone that came in town was like, oh, ride the trolley.
It's more of a tourist thing than a resident thing. I see that. Because, here they bring out the horse and carriages. I've never done that.
Yeah, but that just costs money. Does a trolley cost money?
And you know what? That's the thing. I don't even know. I think it maybe was 15 cents back in the day, and today it might be $2. I don't know. But
it's still worth it, especially if you bring people to town. Just go, let's go on the trolley.
You guys go. I'll meet up with you later.
What? Oh, my God. I would totally ride the trolley. Have you ridden the light rail here?
No, never.
So you had a train thing.
I don't know, but my daughter even rode the light rail here, but I've never been on the light rail here either.
Have you been on the Georgetown Loop Railroad with
so
Santa?
Cute.
I've been on that.
Okay, so you're not afraid of trains. I was trying to figure out what was wrong with you.
Have you seen Thomas?
Have you seen the Polar Express?
Hogwarts. Okay. Have you been to Hogwarts?
Okay, thank you, Trisha. I got really weird really fast. Misty.
Yay.
Never ever have I ever. What have you never done?
I have never ever watched a Star Wars movie or cartoon or any of those.
I'm with you, Misty.
What is wrong with you?
Good.
I never have.
I'm not alone.
You haven't either? You keep saying that, but I think you're kidding.
No, I'm not
kidding.
You're
being dead serious.
I've never watched.
You're the worst parent I've ever met.
Definitely not seen a movie. My son's seen the Lego version of it and stuff, but I don't.
You don't watch it with him?
No, he watches it with his uncle who likes Star Wars. I don't like Star Wars.
Misty?
It's okay, T-Hack. I have a son too, and he watches them, but I've never watched them.
Okay.
Yeah. What's.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Keith?
Yes.
Never ever have I ever. What's yours?
Never ever have I ever seen a Star Wars movie.
All right.
Gosh.
I am done.
There's plenty of us out there.
That's all.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.